Hello and welcome to the Times of India Radio. These are the top news of the day. BJP seems headed back to office with strong majorities in Maharashtra and Haryana, seemingly riding on effective state leadership and the overhang of this year's Lok Sabha results, embellished by the Modi government's decision to scrap Jammu and Kashmir's special status. If the polls prove correct, it will be the first time BJP will retain office in both states. According to exit polls on Monday evening after voting ended, the BJP-Shiv Sena combined looks set to retain office in Maharashtra with numbers ranging from 166 to 244, sufficient to cross the 145-seat majority mark. The poll of polls gave it almost a three-fourths majority. Soon, those looking to invest $500 million or more in the country will have a designated person who will facilitate all clearances from the center to local bodies, with officials from state government and central ministries too converging on one place to address investor queries and enhance flows. Drawing from the experience in Gujarat, the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade and Invest India have joined hands to put in place a new mechanism aimed at attracting investors, many of whom have in the past complained of a plethora of clearances holding up their plans, officials said. JP Morgan chairman and CEO Jamie Dimon, one of the most powerful American corporate leaders, on Monday said GDP growth numbers in China and India were not terrible, suggesting the slowdown should not cause excessive pessimism. China is growing at 5.5%, India 5-6%, those are not terrible numbers. They are lower than what you could be doing, but it is 5%. The US is 2%, Europe is 1%, the globe is 2.7-2.8%, Dimon, head of America's largest bank, told TOI in an interview. Recently released data on crime in India reaffirms the generally held belief that Delhi is India's crime capital. The latest figures of 2017 released by National Crime Records Bureau shows that Delhi witnessed 1,050 IPC crime incidents per lakh of the city's population. This was over four times the national average of 238. There was a considerable delay in the release of this report. India's crime situation is not all gloomy. 15 states and UT, including Tamil Nadu, Karnataka, Punjab, Rajasthan, West Bengal, Kerala and Gujarat, reported an annual decline in crime.